You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We'll take your calls in a few minutes. How do you feel about winter? Do you love the snow and cold and get out every chance you can? Or do you hole up as much as you can all season waiting for spring? What do you do to get through the winter? Call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email us at talk@wpr.org. Winter officially starts this weekend. It's a season that invites strong feelings among us here in Wisconsin. In today's Wisconsin Life, writer Christy Clancy tells us about her own ambivalence to this time of year.
Like a dieter thinking about the new year, I think about the approaching winter and make plans for how I'll deal with it. I'll be honest. What I really want to do is curl up in my flannel sheets and come out of hibernation when the lilacs are in bloom. But since that's not an option, I tell myself this will be the winter that I'll get out there so much that my blood will get as thick as petroleum jelly. I'll go for brisk walks in my sleeping bag coat and suck up vitamin D through my face. I'll use the skis in my garage that are getting brittle from disuse. I'll try to be more like the crazy people I know and envy who don't mind and even relish the cold. My brother-in-law could spend all day in hockey skates clearing snow off a frozen lake with a broom to make a gigantic skating rink. I know cross-country skiers and snowshoers who can't wait to put on their ultralight down jackets and head outdoors as soon as the snow falls. I have cycling friends who stud their bike tires and clean road salt out of their derailleurs when they get home. For them, winter is the best season. They sleep with their window open a crack. They find beauty in the snow on the branches, the low, clear light, and the sight of their breath suspended in air in front of them. Don't these icicle huggers know that winter is supposed to be unlovable, punishing, dangerous? Jack Frost kills his victims by covering them with snow. Exposed to the elements for too long, our digits can turn blue and fall off. Winter means a search for the missing glove, slipping on black ice, clearing crud off our windshields at the edge of a credit card, that gross dampness on your wool scarf after it's been on your mouth, the mushroomy smell of boots and wind like rocks in your face. Winter lovers will tell you that it's all about having the right gear. I wish it were that simple. I'm one of those people who think of cold as a form of pain. What I love about winter isn't the cold, but the way I protect myself from it. I like the contrast the bitterness creates between warmth, like sea salt on dark chocolate. When I try to think about what I love about winter, I think of soup on the stove, my favorite sweater, curling up on a couch with a down throw and a book. I think of hot chocolate and fires and steaming radiators. I think I could handle winter better if it didn't stick around so long. But I reach a point when the snow turns to dirty slush, my happy lamp stops working, and the heating bill could be mistaken for a college tuition invoice. Winter's okay until I hate it, and it gets ugly when I cross that line, something that could happen in a matter of months, weeks, or days. But for now, the season of fender benders and broken hips has just begun, and I'm cautiously optimistic.
Christy Clancy teaches English at Beloit College. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. This episode was produced in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. You can find more information on our website at wisconsinlife.org and find Wisconsin Life on Facebook. We'll continue our winter talk with Galen Druk, a Central Time producer, about his love for winter. And you can join in too. Do you love winter or are you more of a summer person and you maybe dread winter? What do you do to make it through the long, cold Wisconsin winter? Call us at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, or email talk@wpr.org. Galen, welcome.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Well, you moved here. Your last abode was in upstate New York. What was your impression of the Wisconsin winter so far? This is your first winter here. It seems like you've been here forever.
I know, right? So far, I like it. I've heard that it's been a little colder than it usually is and also
True.
More snowy. So actually, I don't know. Maybe I like an upstate New York winter better because I love snow.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, so far it's been going pretty well. But yeah, I'm a big winter aficionado. So hopefully Wisconsin will meet my standards.
Your high standards. What is it you love about winter?
I guess, I mean, there are a whole bunch of reasons, and it's not just a dislike of summer. Although I would say that definitely really cold is better than really hot. I think, first of all, winter can motivate you, right? Like, summer can't. Like, when it's really hot outside, you kind of just want to sit still and not really do anything. But when you go outside in the winter, you just want to move around, cross-country ski, downhill ski, snowshoe, run, have a snowball fight. And there's something about sort of being able to be active but not completely uncomfortable in the winter that I really like.
Okay, now what about staying inside? Does winter make us appreciate the inside more?
Yes, guilt-free. Mm-hmm. Like in the summer when it's really nice outside and you just want to spend the whole day in bed binge-watching TV, you feel guilty, right? You know, it's like 5 o'clock and you haven't been outside yet.
You're missing this great weather.
Exactly, what am I doing with my life? I've been in bed all day. But in the winter, you say, wow, I know what I'm doing in bed all day. It's -5 degrees outside.
We'll go to our callers. We've got that's at 800-642-1234, by the way. You can join in with why you love or hate winter, how you enjoy it or tolerate it. 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. We have Ian on the phone in Green Bay. Hi, Ian.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to comment that I don't think Christmas would be anything without, you know, the snow and the cold. I think it, like, brings a cheer into the air. And we have people coming from Tasmania, Australia, actually, in a couple days. And this is going to be their second time seeing snow, and they love it. They say it's the fluffy white stuff, and they can't get enough of it. And they always come every 3 years. So, I don't know. It's like a winter wonderland in Green Bay right now.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much, Ian, and thanks for being the ambassador of snow to the people in Australia.
You know, I completely agree. So snow is almost magical for me. I mean, there's nothing else. Like, it does, when it rains or when, you know, there's a tornado, it doesn't sort of, other kinds of storms don't really create some sort of, like, magical scenery. Whereas snow, I mean, it makes everything white. Isn't that amazing? I mean, what do you think about it? You go outside, it's snowing here right now. We're in Madison. It's snowing a lot, actually. We're going to go outside and everything is going to be white. How awesome is that?
And snow on the trees, the bare trees covered in snow. And that's, no artist could come up with something that awesome.
I'll agree
with you. By the way, I'll out myself. I'm on the fence. I kind of like winter. It kind of overwhelms me. I'll say a thing that I like the most about it is the camaraderie when you're walking and you see somebody stuck in the snow. Maybe this is just Wisconsin. You are obliged to go out and help push them out. I've been on both sides of that transaction many times, and it gives you a little faith in human nature. You don't know the person. You don't know anything about them. You help them push their car out.
I hear that. Absolutely.
Back to the phones now. We have Matthew in Muskego. Matthew, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What are your thoughts on winter?
So every year, my family, since ever can I remember, I play guitar and we all sing outside on the streets for money for the Salvation Army. Yeah, and there's just something about surviving. People contribute more and they feel bad for you, you know, putting up with the cold. And there have been a couple of times where I play a song and I can't feel my fingers the halfway through, but it's a good time. So,
and the guitar is going flat in the cold, probably.
Yeah,
but yeah, if you're there, that's a great play for sympathy. If you're there suffering in the winter, people are going to give you more money. Thanks for the story, Matthew. Galen, one thing before we go back to callers, we were talking about just before we started here is you love layers. You love wearing the layers in the winter.
Yeah, I mean, there's something almost, it takes you back to the womb, you know? You get to bundle up with scarves and mittens and, you know, boots and everything. And then when you go outside, you almost feel protected and it's nice. I mean, there's no feeling like that in the summer, except for maybe being in a pool or something like that. But yeah, and then when you go inside after being outside, freezing cold, you go inside and it's immediately warm. There's something so instantly gratifying about that. Where, I mean, I don't think air condition has the same feeling.
Not at all. And my thing that's similar to that is the covers in bed. I think it's easier to sleep way better when you've got a couple few pounds of quilts on you than in the summer when you've just got a sheet and a cat attacking your toes through it.
Also easier to sleep way later.
True, because the sun comes up so much later. Christian in Black River Falls is with us now. Christian, hi.
Hello? Hi,
Christian. Yeah, you're on the air.
Yep. Hey, I was just saying that because I came from a warm place, from Las Vegas, and I was born in Los Angeles, California. And for me, when we first moved out here, because my mom got a job down here, and I was in sixth grade, and it was just like the first time I seen snow, so everybody outside was laughing at me, and it was just amazing. But for other people are different, so some people will say they're like a warm place, and for me, I like a warm place, but winter and Christmas, it's amazing. So,
thanks, Christian. And Sam in Milwaukee is on the line, too. Sam, hi. I want to hear your thoughts, too.
I like the winter for the snow. I'm a snowboarder and a snow kiter. And when the lakes freeze over and powder gets on the lake, you can go out with a kite and a board and just really cruise. It's a little different than riding the waves in the summer, but it's really nice to be able to cross the whole lake on solid ice.
Sam, thanks to you and thanks to everyone else for their calls. Galen, a winter activity, a snow activity that you want to try that you haven't done yet? Maybe you want to get it in this winter.
Yeah, well, I have never cross-country skied before. I am a downhill skier, but when I moved out here, my friends recommended I try cross-country skiing, and I hear that you can do it in town when it snows a lot, so I'm excited to do that.
All right, good luck with that. Galen, thanks a lot for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now back to work. You can keep the conversation about winter going on our Facebook page. We are Central Time on WPR.